Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Something where you kind of realize maybe your younger years, I don't know if you were as accepted for doing some of that stuff, and now it seemed like it's a little bit more embraced. You know, people gravitate to it a little bit more. The narrative changes around that. Do you notice that?
Yeah, I mean, that's, I told you guys that I try and not get too high, not get too low, which is something that I was not doing early on in my career. But, you know, early on in my career, yeah, it's looked as cocky, immature. Now it's moxie. He's a dog. So it's same different day. Just as long as you play well, they change the narrative. But you just got to be yourself, and I've always been like that.
Baker Mayfield leading the show today, Diesel, on this Thursday edition of Wire to Wire. And boy, did he make an interesting point there, or what? We start at around the NFL on this absolute loaded show for you, Tolos. We have a lot to get into today. Speaking of the NFL, this weekend, the storylines, we've got several to highlight. We have the state segment coming up at 3:22. Also, Gordy Rush, sideline reporter for LSU, coming up at 4:22 as well. We have Clay Hendricks. We have the Tolo Takeover at 5 o'clock. And I tell you, Diesel, a jam-packed show. We mean it today. But around the NFL we go as we now enter Week 6. The NFL Week 6 kicks off tonight. Potential really good game on the horizon, a division game tonight. But before we get into this weekend's games and the biggest storylines this weekend, Diesel, I thought Baker Mayfield in that audio brought up a really intriguing point about when he wasn't good, he was cocky. But now that he's really good, he's got moxie, he's confident. You know, I hadn't necessarily thought of it that way.
Well, it's amazing how narratives change, right? When you're successful, it's seen one way. When you're not successful, it's seen another way. But maybe it's just my immature brain that never grew up past the age of 14. But completely out of context, the way that question was asked, maybe the first 15 seconds of that clip, sounded a little bit funny to me. Can we play that again?
Yeah. I've got it right here. And by the way, this was Baker Mayfield, in case you missed it, the reporter asking him about the journey of his career. Maybe.
Is there something where you kind of realize maybe your younger years, I don't know if you were as accepted for doing some of that stuff, and now it seems like it's a little bit more embraced. You know, people gravitate to it a little bit more. The narrative changes around that. Do you notice that?
Yeah, I mean, that's
It was a weird weird way to ask the question, right?
You got into some weird stuff in your younger years. Maybe wasn't all that accepted socially. What do you think about that now? And speaking of immature, Stone Man just came in here and flipped us off.
Wow, what a great timing on that, right?
Great timing.
Know, yeah. So here, one more time, here was Baker's answer. If you just tuned into the show, we're going around the NFL to start this very first segment. But to your point, Diesel, a little bit of a strange worded question. But, man, I saw this audio, I heard this audio earlier today, and I just thought, man, this is fitting to lead the show as we go around the NFL. Here was Baker's answer.
That's, I told you guys that I try and not get too high, not get too low, which is something that I was not doing early on in my career. But, you know, early on in my career, yeah, it's looked as cocky, immature. Now it's moxie, he's a dog. So it's same, different day. Just as long as you play well, they change the narrative. But you just got to be yourself, and I've always been like that.
And, man, did he hit the nail on the head right there? As long as you play well, they'll change the narrative.
Is that not dead on? Think right here in our area in Charlotte. When Cam Newton was riding high and he was winning football games, all of his antics were seen as fun and energetic and effervescent. And then he started losing. And then it all turned around. The narrative changed completely on Cam.
Yeah, you're right. It's all about, to your point a minute ago, how successful you are. And now we'll get into it. Baker Mayfield is one of these storylines that I put down, and that's where we're going in this first segment, Diesel. Not only the games this weekend, but the storylines this weekend that we find most intriguing. I've got it listed as six, but we'll start with Baker because we had that audio. We're all of a sudden having the conversation, and I know I brought Dak Prescott out the other day, but when you talk about MVP, Baker Mayfield is in this conversation, Diesel. And for him to find this home in Tampa Bay to elevate his team the way they – and just remember, a few years removed from a Super Bowl, this team is, and then the consistent level of play, Baker Mayfield's playing at MVP status.
I guarantee you there were a lot of Bucs fans when they found out that their franchise had traded for Baker Mayfield to replace Tom frickin' Brady.
Yep.
They're like, oh, God, Baker.
Yeah.
God, Baker sucked in Cleveland. He sucked in Carolina. He was okay in L.A. He didn't get a lot of time to learn the playbook. But they were like, oh, my God, Baker Mayfield's coming here. And then they're like, yes, Baker Mayfield is coming here. I mean, he's got 1,200 yards, just shy of 1,300 yards. He's the fourth best quarterback in the NFL in that statistic. 10 touchdowns on the season. Just one interception. He's just playing really, really good football.
He's playing an elite level right now. They're 4-1. He has a completion percentage of 65.1, over 1,200 yards, 10 touchdowns, one interception, man. Like, this guy's taking care of the football. He does have that charisma. He does have that confidence. And of course, I'm going to be biased, Diesel, toward Dak Prescott because I'm a Cowboys fan, and they play in Charlotte Sunday, and I'm wearing my Cowboys gear today. But Baker Mayfield, you can't deny what he's doing. To be able to... to your point, replace Tom Brady, the greatest quarterback ever. It's phenomenal. So one storyline this weekend, Baker's play continuing at an elite level. I've got five other storylines as well. We start tonight in the NFL, Diesel, though, a divisional game. Giants, Jackson Dart making his third start now as the Giants QB. Plus, you have this Philadelphia storyline, right? The Eagles lost their first game last week to the Broncos. A.J. Brown's posting Bible verses because he's not getting targets. He's upset. There's some tension. The offense hadn't been playing well in Philadelphia despite having a 4-1 record. Tonight's game, while the Giants may not be good, tonight's game's big. It's a divisional game in the NFC East. Diesel, in any game in the division, with Jackson Dart trying to turn the ship of this franchise around, it's a big game tonight.
If you could only watch one, would you watch that game or would you watch some of the college football being played tonight?
There is not a college game that completely jumps off the page to me.
Well, I'll be watching just because it's my upset pick.
True. No, here's why. I'm a Cowboys fan, and with the Giants and Eagles both being in my division, I'll be locked into that one. Okay. If it weren't a NFC East game, it might be a different story. But A.J. Brown getting back right, getting the targets, getting the Eagles to rebound after a loss to the Broncos, I think that'll be really interesting as well. Tolos, want to hear from you. during this segment as we go around the NFL at 844-326-3663. Hub City Spartanburgers text line is open as we want to hear your thoughts on the NFL. Speaking of the Cowboys, Diesel, another big storyline this weekend is the roller coaster of Bryce Young and the Panthers continue up, down, up, down. Last week they were up, which means – does that mean they're going to be down? I don't know what to think about this Panthers
team. Here's the thing. They've reached the point now, Cole, where they're both up and down in the same game, right? I mean, I know that 2 weeks ago they were up when they blanked the Falcons. But you look back the game prior to that, they were awful for the first half, and then they were amazing for the second half. So then they played an amazing game, start to finish, both sides of the ball against the Falcons. They follow that up last week with a really down first half against the Dolphins, and then they're really up for the second half. I don't know what to make of this team. I don't know. It's like a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Which side is going to win?
No, you're right. I agree with you on that. It doesn't matter how much football you watch. You can kind of just look at this Carolina Panthers team and think, hard to figure out. Hard to label.
Like always always in the game, always out of it too.
Right.
You never know.
How do you label this Carolina Panthers team? How do you categorize them? How do you describe them? Diesel, I think that's a challenge. Now, I will say, I think Cowboys Panthers Sunday's intriguing. Obviously, with us being in the Carolinas, having a lot of Panther fans, a lot of Cowboy fans as well. I believe the Carolina Panthers are starting to play better, especially with the run game. You saw what Rico Dowdle did last week. He's coming home, back home, figuratively and literally, Diesel.
Because you're going to flip him off?
I hope so. He's from that area, originally from Gaffney, moved up to the North Carolina area, like eighth, ninth grade season, something like that. So he's from that area. I think he'll be playing with a chip on his shoulder Sunday. Here's what I look at, though. And you asked me yesterday about this off the air. Dallas's defense is atrocious. Talking about giving up the most yards per game than any other team in the NFL, Diesel. Carolina's offense, we don't look at them as like knocking the socks off, but they're an offense that showed you last week they've got some weapons. It's just a matter of them consistently putting it together. I think that matchup, Dallas's horrendous defense against Carolina's offense that's still trying to figure things out, led by Bryce Young, I think that's the storyline to watch Sunday.
So let's just pretend for a moment that the Dallas Cowboys come into Charlotte and they lose.
Yeah.
They would not have lost to a very respected team in the sense that most people probably don't have a whole lot of respect for the Carolina Panthers. How would you feel? Would you feel a little extra bummed out if they lost to the Panthers? Or do you have enough faith in the Carolina Panthers turnaround that you would say, okay, well, this is just another notch in that belt? You know, this is just another rung on that ladder of their turnaround. And Dallas lost. If Dallas loses to the Panthers, you would say, yeah, it just bums me out the normal amount we lose.
No, I can't go option two. I've got to go option one because two things. Number one, Dallas is playing for its season at 2-2-1. If you go 2-3-1, you start having the conversation, Diesel, about the season being over. That's number one. Number two, would I give Carolina credit? Sure. When I put a notch in their belt of them turning this franchise around, no, here's why. Dallas is the better team. Dallas has Dak Prescott and George Pickens. CeeDee Lamb's hurt. We still know that he's not going to be a go Sunday. But Dak Prescott is light years better than Bryce Young. You should win the game. You've been in this league for how many years now, Diesel, for Dak Prescott? All these years, Dak Prescott's been in the league. I know the defense is bad, but the offensive line's really good. Javonte Williams has been really good. The Cowboys, in my mind, just don't have an excuse to answer your question. They've got the better quarterback. They've got the better weapons. You don't have an excuse if you're Dallas. So if you lose, you give Carolina credit, but I'm not giving Dallas an excuse.
To be fair, I don't think the Carolina Panthers are going to win this football game. I see them as getting down early the way they've done twice already. I don't know that they'll be able to claw back enough against this Dallas team.
I don't know that they will. Again, I think a lot of it has to do with their run game. Can they get Rico? I don't think Rico repeats what he did last week to that extent, but Rico's going to be a big part of it. That run game is going to be a big part of it, Diesel, as well. Let's ask this question when you talk about around the NFL before we get to some matchup stats and angles to watch. What do we make, big picture, of Sunday's matchup between the Rams and the Ravens? If the Rams win the game Sunday, Diesel, the Baltimore Ravens will be 1-5. And I know Lamar Jackson's dealing with a hammy, but he hadn't been dealing with a hammy all year. They weren't good before his injury. If the Baltimore Ravens go to 1-5 and the Rams win, it's, to me, it's more about the Ravens than it is the Rams. While the Rams are still a formidable team, I just look at this potential 1-5 start, Diesel, by the Baltimore Ravens and think, you've got Lamar. I know he's hurt.
Yep.
Recently, you've got Derrick Henry. Mm-hmm. You've got Zay Flowers. You've got a guy with the last name Harbaugh coaching your team. 1-5, like we talked about it a couple of weeks ago with the Chiefs hitting the panic button. This would be disastrous for Baltimore.
Yeah, you can't go down. I mean, the season is over at that point. This is a team that's built to be really good. I think I even picked them to make the Super Bowl before the season started. Obviously, that's gone terribly wrong. Shows how much I know about the NFL. But man, this would be just, how do you claw back from it? If you're that team, if you're Lamar Jackson, do you sort of check out over the course of the season? We know that, you know, he is not always the most positive player. He's not always, you know, Mr. Come on, guys, let's turn this thing around.
He's not. But you know what? Ultimately, to me, they've got way too much talent on that football team. Way too much talent to be in the position that they're in. And I know a hamstring is a hamstring, but goodness gracious, they were bad before the hamstring. You also have the brand new Joe Flacco, Diesel, starting on Sunday in a interesting turn of events for Cincinnati versus a well-rested Green Bay team. Green Bay coming off of a bye. And then one more storyline that kind of goes back to tonight's game with Jackson Dart and the Giants, Diesel, against the Philadelphia Eagles. I know that the Eagles are the better football team. I know that the Giants aren't a great football team. But Ole Miss quarterback, Jackson Dart, now the starter. Tonight will be game three. What I think, Diesel, is so fascinating about this is he won his first start, right? They lost last week. If they lose tonight and continue to go on to lose this season, and we see that a quarterback change from Russell Wilson to Jackson Dart only bought them one more win, is it really a quarterback issue? I'm not a big fan of Russell, but I'm just saying maybe if they lose and go on to continue to lose, maybe it's time for Brian Daboll to take a hard look in the mirror that it's more than just the quarterback.
Well, is that not entirely too much pressure to put on a rookie quarterback in Jackson Dart? I mean, come on. We don't put that kind of pressure.
To turn your franchise around.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
No, it is.
That is way too much. I mean, look, he's 3 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. It's so early to put any kind of pressure on Jackson Dart to have this thing figured out.
And that's why it's so hard, because Diesel, you and I have had this conversation how many times? Let's take the Washington Commanders, for example, right? The Washington Commanders start Jaden Daniels. So you've got Jaden Daniels, who comes in as a rookie, lights the league on fire, Diesel. And then on the other hand, you look at a franchise like New York, who's a horrible football team. They bring in Jackson Dart. To your point, now the Giants have the expectations that this one player is supposed to turn a franchise around, because we've seen Jaden Daniels do it, because we've seen few other rookie quarterbacks come in and make immediate impacts. And now all of a sudden, going back to what you just asked, you have this huge amount of unfair expectations that will either make or break Jackson Dart's career. And it's just, it's wild to think.
It's funny, though, as we, the media, fans, other players, they put tremendous pressure on young quarterbacks to come in and be really good right away. Isn't it funny how we're also seeing this move of, well, guys go somewhere, they struggle for a couple of years, they get traded somewhere else, and all of a sudden they're pretty good.
Yeah, like a Baker.
We're seeing it and more often, right? So maybe we just need to give these guys a little more time to figure it out. I say it all the time, you shouldn't be starting a game in the NFL until you're at least halfway through your rookie season. You shouldn't be starting a game in your rookie year at all, but hey, that's the world that we live in. We want that instant gratification. We want that light switch flip to go from the crusty old veteran who can't get it over the line of scrimmage to the young guy who's going to come in and fix everything.
And ultimately, the reason for that is, Diesel, is because people's jobs unfortunately depend on it, right? Like Brian Daboll is coaching for his job. Brian Daboll has to make a decision that we're going to bench Russell Wilson, we're going to start Jackson Dart. In his heart of hearts, does he believe Jackson Dart's going to make the playoffs? No. But I guess you have to if you're Brian Daboll and you're on the verge of getting canned, which I think you might get canned this year. You have to make a decision of, okay, do I want to do what's right for the player? Or do I want to do what's right for my job? My job's on the line because of Russell Wilson and his inability to win football games.
What do you think Daboll has to achieve just to kick the can down the road and get himself another year?
And what's happening right now, and what I mean is, to answer your question, Dart come in, look good, win a few games they're not supposed to win, knock off a team they're not supposed to knock off the Cowboys in their second matchup, a division team, something like that, Diesel, to where you see improvement. I think that's a great conversation about how does Daboll kick the can down the road. It's tough. I ultimately think he still gets canned this year. But that is, think about it, that's his job right now. His job right now is to do exactly what you said and kick the can, prolong that life as long as he can.
His job is to save his job.
It is.
It's like a politician who stops doing their job, you know, a year before it's election day so that they can focus all their time on getting reelected.
You've got to do what you can do. You've got to do what you can do, and Jackson Dart gives him a better chance. So real quick, before we get into some explanation on the upset picks challenge, a few stats and angles to watch this weekend. Eagles offensive line tonight versus the Giants pass rush. The Eagles have allowed the ninth most pressures in the league so far. The Giants pass rush win rate is about 54.1%. When you look at some other notable stats this weekend, Colts versus the Cardinals, Jonathan Taylor leading the league in rushing yardage, among leaders in yards after contact and missed tackles forced. The Cardinals, meanwhile, are one of the best teams in EPA per rush allowed and rush success rate allowed. Seahawks, Jags, Diesel, we saw Monday night or Sunday night. Was it Monday or Sunday? Trevor, it was Monday.
It was Monday.
Yep. Trevor, Kansas City, stumbling his way into the end zone. Now they're playing Seahawks on Sunday. Seahawks wide receiver core versus Jacksonville. Jackson Smith and Jigba of Seattle putting up huge numbers among league leaders in receiving yards, routes run, but Jacksonville, on the other hand, has one of the top coverage grades on defense, strong in EPA pass per pass play allowed. So some really interesting storylines this weekend. I love the NFL this season. I think we've seen some of the best parity storylines, statistics, and maybe some wild cards that we weren't expecting, especially with the Chiefs and the Ravens. But ultimately, it's going to be a lot of fun. Diesel, do you mind if we explain the upset picks challenge to Kev?
Yeah, let's do it. Kev, I assume you're talking about Kevin Ramsey.
Yes, he has not played yet.
Kevin Ramsey, this is a challenge that goes every week over the course of the college football season. You're getting into it a little bit late, but that's okay, right? It's an upset picks challenge. Your goal is to call an outright upset in college football. So what you do is you go on ESPN.com, click on the scores page or even on the schedule page on NCAA football, and you can see all the games between FBS teams that have spreads on them. Find one of those games that you think the betting underdog will win the game outright, and then you text us at 844-FAN-PHONE, 844-326-3663, your name, your game, and the spread. The goal is at the end of the season to have as many points as you can possibly have. So you kind of want to ride that balance between the easy picks, the 2.5, 3.5 pointers, and the really hard ones that are unlikely to hit, like those 15, 16, 25 point spreads, even though they do hit from time to time. You can get into the challenge at any time over the course of the season. Your goal at this point of the season, well, work your way up into the top 25. And if you could do that, you've had a pretty good back half of the year. We'll get into it a little bit later on, but when we come back, we're going to talk Gamecocks football with Jordan Kay of the State Newspaper. We do it every other week with Jordan Kay. The odd weeks, we have on Chapel Fowler of the State Newspaper. And in the next segment, we're going to talk Gamecocks with Jordan Kay. A huge...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Test for Shane Beamer and the South Carolina Gamecocks this weekend, headed down to Baton Rouge, down to the Heat, and a night game against the LSU Tigers. To break it down, we talked to Jordan Kay of the State Newspaper, who we have on every other Thursday here on Wire to Wire. Jordan, welcome into the show. I'm gonna start with some bad news, but this is not something you don't already know. South Carolina has the number 66 offense in college football right now. Mike Shula was available to the press yesterday. He said that a balanced offense to him is a good mix of running and throwing, inside, outside, downfield, intermediate, short, and that they're still working to achieve that balance. Can you give us a general report card grade, maybe like an A through F system, of where this offense is in all those little things that Mike Shula wants to do?
Yeah, I would say as far as, you know, running the ball, it's got to be, you know, probably a D or an F. I mean, there's just been nothing. They're by far the worst rushing offense in the SEC. And then you look at Lenore Sellers, I think you can maybe give him a better grade for that Kentucky game. But you look at the whole season, I mean, it's probably a B. And then offensive line blocking, I mean, it's the team giving up double-digit sacks already. That's got to probably be a D as well. So all around, I think this offense is probably I would give it a C, somewhere right in the middle, but not exactly maybe just over a passing grade.
We're joined by Jordan Kay of the State Newspaper. Jordan, we know you're literally at the airport at this very moment, making the trip to this weekend to see South Carolina and LSU and cover the Gamecocks for the State Newspaper. Off the wall format breaker in all of your airport trips, what is your wildest experience that you've had the pleasure of experiencing in an airport?
Jeez, I don't know. I don't think I have anything.
No fights? Too crazy. No Spirit planes or anything like that?
No fights. No one's been kicked off.
Jeez, man, what are you flying?
Southwest.
I forgot. First class,
Southwest.
Right?
Southwest. No, I'm a Southwest. A-lister.
Well, I just as much
no,
as you cover games.
Good ones.
That surprises me.
Yeah. No, I put in my headphones. So we're good to go. Nothing too bad.
Jordan, are you flying in direct to either Baton Rouge or New Orleans?
New Orleans from Charlotte.
Oh, see, that's where that money is right there, because one of your counterparts, I won't say his name, it rhymes with Schmack Schmeltry, they're having to drive 3 hours in from Mobile. So look at you being fancy.
It's not as much being fancy as it is being proactive.
That's right.
If you book you book a flight, you know, 6 months early, you get a little better deal.
Yeah. Hey, I want to go back to Diesel's question about balanced offenses. Man, we listening to Beamer and other coaches that were made available to the media, Jordan, it seemed like that was the number one topic of conversation, balanced offenses. I feel like I've heard that 10 times this week. Is it to the point now where we're just not looking at this offense as competent enough to go win games on the road at LSU, or are those questions being asked in your mind for other reasons?
No, I just think it's the question of the season right now, because the two losses ultimately kind of come back to the offense. And so if this offense stays where it's at, it's hard to see them being successful over these next five games. But I think we saw a little bit in the Kentucky game that gives you hope. Hey, Lenore Sellers can run the ball a little bit, almost 85 yards on the ground, almost 100 if you take away the two sacks. And then if they can just get the running game open, then all of a sudden does that open up Vandrevious Jacobs, who's turned in to South Carolina's best receiver? Does that start opening up Nick Harper? Does the run game at least give a little bit more of an edge and an identity for the South Carolina offense? So I don't think it's a bigger thing. No one's firing the offensive coordinator or anything right now. They're not changing quarterback. Like, there's no like massive changes for this team right now, but hey, they're going up in one of the toughest stretches of games in the country. And if their offense plays the way it did against Vanderbilt, Missouri, it's hard to pick them in any of those games. But if they get better, hey, all of a sudden they can pull a couple upsets.
Jordan Kay of the State newspaper. You look at LSU's three games thus far against power level competition, and what kind of offense they're giving up. They're playing pretty good defense. They gave up 24 points at Ole Miss. They gave up 10 points against Florida, and they gave up 10 points against Clemson. In your mind, how many points does South Carolina need to score that you would say, if they hit that number, I feel good about their chances to win this game?
I was thinking about this yesterday, the exact thing. You could probably tell me anywhere between like 17 and 30. Like 30, you're winning. You're winning, no doubt. 24, maybe. 20, 21, like there's a chance. And then, anything below that, kind of a pretty, a little tough. So I saw Vegas set the over-under at about 44.5, which kind of tells you, hey, this is going to be pretty low scoring. And I think they had LSU as like 8-point favorites. And so that kind of tells you Vegas doesn't think South Carolina scoring 20 points in this game. But if they get to 20, I think it's probably a coin flip. If they score 24, 27, 30, like, that's kind of the range I think South Carolina is easily going to win. But I have a feeling it's kind of going to be right on the verge of 20 points. I could see them getting into the end zone one or two times, maybe have a couple field goals.
Jordan, you see teams throughout the course of the year, man, struggle with different type of offenses, right? Sometimes Nick Saban teams, Alabama, struggled with running quarterbacks. You have seen South Carolina as much as anyone this year in the coverage of talking to coaches and players. Do you feel like there's been a certain bugaboo for this Gamecock football defense that when you look at Saturday's matchup, you either do or don't see that same bugaboo in terms of, okay, this quarterback presented challenges, talking about maybe a Diego Pavia or against Mizzou. Now you're looking at Garrett Nussmeier and their offense. What kind of challenges do you think this Gamecock team, this defense in particular, will face compared to some of the other guys and offenses they've already seen this season?
Yeah, I think they're real. Like, the thing you could say, hey, South Carolina is going to struggle against this. That's a good rushing team. I mean, they got destroyed by Missouri. Even Vanderbilt, wasn't bad rushing the ball. I thought they did a pretty good job. And that kind of set up a lot of the passes with Pubby and stuff. What helps is LSU has the second worst rushing offense in the SEC. So this is a team in LSU that almost mirrors South Carolina's struggles offensively. And then Garrett Nussmeier hasn't looked himself this year. I mean, Clemson fans know that as well as anyone. Like, this guy just does not look like the Heisman contender, the NFL draft pick. A lot of the LSU fans think he's dealing with some injury, and sometimes when you watch the film, it certainly looks like that. So this is a really bad LSU offense going against a really bad South Carolina offense, and So, you know, I kind of think it's going to be one of those slugfests that where there aren't a lot of points. And if you, I think what Ole Miss did so well is just drop eight, really dare LSU to run the ball, and they couldn't. And it helped with Ole Miss is they could rush three and still get to Garrett Nussmeier, which you look at this Saturday's game and you look at Dylan Stewart and Brian Thomas and say, hey, guys, you might be rushing with one or two other guys. See if you can get to Garrett Nussmeier. And if you do and South Carolina can drop eight, like, that's a heck of a spot to be in.
Jordan, you know, we were talking about this yesterday and have touched on it a couple times over the last few days. First-round draft picks going into next season. And you said it, Garrett Nussmeier hasn't looked amazing to this point. And Lenora Sellers, a lot of people were saying his draft stock could rise a lot over the course of this season. Do you think there's any chance that Lenora is sort of in some scouts' minds could jump Garrett if he has a big-time performance? Do you think this would be the opportunity for him to springboard past Garrett Nussmeier?
I think that's probably already happened. Like, you look at this season, and I think Lenora Sellers is the better quarterback. But the thing, like, Lenora Sellers has over Garrett Nussmeier is, like, just his frame, his size. I mean, we saw a guy who looked similar in Anthony Richardson get drafted, like, in the top 15. He was terrible. Like, that's who NFL guys want. They want the Lenora Sellers-looking quarterbacks who are 6'4", who can't be tackled, who have a huge arm. And I think that's why, you know, Lenora Sellers is going to get drafted. And, you know, to really, you know, shine above that, like, Garrett Nussmeier had to be, like, phenomenal this season. And a lot of people, including myself, thought he was going to be. I mean, I watched him last year, and he made some throws, especially in, like, the Ole Miss game last year. We're like, geez, man, like, these are NFL-level incredible throws. His deep ball was fantastic. And this year, it's just like we haven't seen it. It looks like a guy who's hampered. Lenora Sellers does not look like that. I think for most of the season, he just looked like a guy who wasn't really on the same, like, just wasn't comfortable in the offense yet. That's something NFL guys feel like they could fix. It's not the guys who are missing tons of throws.
Jordan, you know, when you spend a lot of time with someone, whether it be a friend or a significant other, whatever it is, you can pick up on things that either make them happy, make them confident, or worry them. You and other beat writers, other reporters spend a lot of time around Shane Beamer and his press conferences throughout the course of the week. Do you have the ability, and maybe this is asking too much of you, do you ever have the ability to kind of sense going into a game like this what may be concerning Shane Beamer the most about Saturday's matchup?
I mean, sometimes not really. You know, you're never really sure what he's giving you because he'll talk up some teams. Like, you know, he can talk up Mark Stoops in Kentucky, and you're just like, what? There's no way you're, like, that concerned about Kentucky. And then there's weeks where it seems like they're very confident, and they say, you know, he seems very sure of his team and their game plan and all that. And then, you know, they come out and kind of have a dud. So, no, you can't really read into it into the press conferences too much of being like, oh, man, he sounded confident. That means they're going to, you know, really look good. Like, that just it doesn't really work that well, and it's kind of – we've seen it so many times this year where, you know, the weeks he seems very confident are the weeks like Vanderbilt and Missouri, and the week he doesn't seem as confident was like Kentucky, and they look great. So, no, I think if you're trying to judge off his body language and his answers, it's probably not the best idea.
Jordan, what do you think it is about Shane Beamer and his personality that South Carolina Gamecock fans have latched on to so hard that even though he's only a couple of games over 500 in his tenure, you know, I'm sure you'd be really hard-pressed to find a South Carolina Gamecock fan who's starting to think, I don't know about this guy. Like, his record is certainly better than Muschamp's, but not tremendously better than Muschamp's. What is it about his personality that keeps him in the good graces?
I think he just gets it. Like, he's a guy who's honest about things and isn't given BS, which I think a lot of fans appreciate. Like, it's the thing he said today about being asked about, or a couple days ago, where he's asked about the 5-game schedule and kind of how brutal it was, and has that great answer of, like, you don't tell me in recruiting that you want to go play against the best and you want to do all these things and you want to compete against the best teams and then shy away from it when it's right in front of you. So stuff like that, where he can really, like, this is a program that, you know, for a long time has been the underdog, and he's a guy who's kind of like wants it to be, is saying like, no, we want to compete for national championships. We want to do all these things. And then he backs it up, you know, with how they've recruited, getting guys like Nick Harbor and Dylan Stewart has kind of elevated the program a little bit and what they can do. And then, you know, winning just helps. I mean, winning 9 games last year, being on the verge of the college football playoff, like that's the answer. It's I think that some of those numbers you referenced are kind of the earlier season stuff or the early year stuff. You know, the 5-7 season 2 years ago, and then just making a bowl the other years. You know, it's winning a lot. I mean, it was last year, if they didn't make a bowl, I think you would be having a different question.
Jordan, before we let you go, man, the most important question, are you partaking in airport food, or are you going to wait until you get to Baton Rouge?
I think I'm going to wait. I had a little snack beforehand, so I'll probably wait, get to New Orleans and grab something there.
Good call.
Or something.
Good call. Jordan, you're the best, man. Appreciate you.
Appreciate it, guys. Bye.
Thanks, Jordan. I would wait, too, right? Wouldn't you wait?
What's
fast food over?
Oh, no, you don't want to be on a plane with that on your system. What's your in-flight routine, Cole? Are you put on your earbuds, shut out all the noise, and listen to a podcast, listen to a downloaded playlist? How do you handle flights?
I like something about planes falling out of the sky, you know, that really makes you,
Are you watching a live on your phone?
Yeah.
Bold choice.
Listening to some kind of crazy. No, I cannot. Do you know the term raw dogging?
Yes, I've heard of that, yeah.
You can't raw dog on the airplane, which
means
you
can't do the putty.
You just go in with no headphones.
Yeah.
You just sit there. People do it, right? And they just sit there and they look around. Now, you got to have headphones on.
That's putty from Seinfeld. I know you didn't watch Seinfeld.
No, is that what it
was? That's putty from Seinfeld.
Oh.
He's on a flight, and he just stares at the back of the chair in front of him.
That's weird.
No headphones, no magazine.
How do people do that?
No book, just stares.
How do you
and
do
it drives
that?
Drives Elaine crazy.
It drives me crazy.
Like, how can you do that? He goes, I don't know. Just shut it down.
That's so weird. That is, people have problems if they do that, don't they? They really do.
Maybe.
With Diesel, you and I have got to get to the top stories, headlines, and sports. Our Daily Wire's next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
It's time to take a look around the sports world at what we call our Daily Wires. It's the top headlines in all of sports. Diesel, I'm going to throw one at you that I just saw during the commercial break to lead things off, the bat lead off. This is wild, but here we are. Do you know, what is your best guess, Diesel, on how many quarterbacks the Cleveland Browns are paying right now?
Well, there's Deshaun. There's Shadur. There's I would assume they're still paying Joe Flacco, the quarterback that came in from Oregon, blanking on his name. The guy in front of him. I'm plus whoever else. I'm guessing 37.
37 quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Try 8 quarterbacks.
Good God.
Deshaun Watson, Jameis Winston, Dylan Gabriel, Joe Flacco, Shadur Sanders, Bailey Zappi, Dorian Thompson-Robinson, Kenny Pickett. Browns paying 8. What are we doing right now, Cleveland? I think, shut it down.
I think they're employing more people right now than the federal government.
Yeah, shut it down. Just might as well. Speaking of, just shut it down, Cleveland. This is embarrassing. Diesel, amid numerous reports that we talked about yesterday that Bill Belichick and North Carolina were engaged in negotiations to lower the coaches' buyouts after a rough start, there was a statement released last night. Bill said, "I'm fully committed to North Carolina football and the program we're building here." Athletics Director Bubba Cunningham added that Belichick had full support of the UNC administration.
Do you really think Bill Belichick put all those words together in one statement? Because
no.
Happy preseason Bill is gone. Remember preseason Bill when he was actually using his words? Now he's back to last couple seasons in New England, Bill. Like, hey, Bill, why didn't the offense do this and this on third down in that drive?
Well, it just didn't feel right.
It was bad. It was bad start, and Diesel, things, to your point, have only gotten worse, and you can look at Bill.
Things are going great.
Yeah, you can look at Bill
getting
Mattel,
better.
Right? Let's see. When asked about John Mateer's status for Sunday's Red River Shootout and his media availability, Brent Venable said the depth chart will come out here tonight, and everybody will get it at the same time. And he is now listed, Diesel, as questionable. Which is probably not good.
What difference does it make? Why can't you just answer the question when the press is there? Why do you got to say, hey, I'm here to answer your questions? Okay, I have a question. Is he going to play? Well, you got to wait until tonight when the press comes. Why are we doing this?
No coach is going to give you the injury before.
Why? What's the difference? A few hours earlier, what's the difference?
Nobody wants to leak it, right? Nobody wants to give anybody inside information.
Leakage. God.
Colorado Buffaloes coach Deion Sanders was back at practice Wednesday, a day after undergoing surgery related to his blood clots following a procedure called aspiration thrombectomy. Thrombectomy?
Yeah. There were more big words in this. I couldn't pronounce them either, so I just said, you know what? Let's just stick with aspiration thrombectomy.
It involves two arteries, one located behind his knee. He appears to be back on track to be on the sideline when the Buffaloes host Iowa State. NBA great Magic Johnson will proceed over the 137th Rose Parade as Grand Marshal next year. He'll be part of the coin flip for the college football playoff quarterfinal at the 112th Rose Bowl game later that day.
He's going to flip the hell out of that coin.
Yeah, he's going to do a good job, I bet, flipping the coin. Bengals coach Zach Taylor confirmed that Joe Flacco will start Sunday versus the Green Bay Packers. That ought to be interesting. The Jaguars and Browns, Diesel, swap cornerbacks Tyson Campbell and Greg Newsome, along with draft picks in a Wednesday night trade. The Jags sent Campbell and a 2026 seventh-round pick they previously acquired from the Eagles to the Browns for Newsome and a 2026 sixth-round selection they got from the Jets.
Could you imagine being traded away from the 4-1 Jacksonville Jaguars, where the weather is great, to gloomy gray Cleveland where they're 1-4 just before fall and winter comes?
Be rough.
God.
Be rough.
I'd sue. I'd sue. You can't send me out of Jacksonville now.
Yeah, that would be tough.
You can't put me through the summertime heat and then send me up there for the wintertime cold. That ain't right.
NFL stands for not for long, right? That's what it stands for. Tonight in the MLB, the Phillies and the Dodgers at 6:08, Brewers-Cubs 9:08. Yesterday in the MLB, Tigers were on top, as well as the Cubs, the Blue Jays, and the Phillies. And one more, the Yankees lose, as David Ortiz loves to say. And boy, was that post-game show last night freaking hilarious or what? I know RJ sent in a poem earlier. We'll get to that about the Yankees losing. Tonight in the NFL, Philadelphia travels to New York, take on the Giants. The Eagles favored by 7.5 points. We'll see. 7.5 seems like a lot in the NFL. Diesel, the NHL season starts tonight for the Carolina Hurricanes. They will host the New Jersey Devils at 7:30. How are you going to make it from here to Raleigh in 30 minutes?
I'll fly private.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. I forget about that. Yeah. Big money. Chicago Sky star Angel Reese is set to make history as the first professional athlete to walk in the Victoria's Secret Fashion Show on October 18th. Reese announced her participation in the show and previously partnered with Reebok, Barbie, and Beats by Dre. Interesting. Didn't see have that on Bingo.
She put up
today.
The behind-the-scenes photos where she was wearing the wings. Yeah. Angel Reese looks good.
Former UFC fighter Suman.
I'm going to say Mokhtarian.
Mokhtarian was shot dead
in
a targeted attack in Sydney, Australia, while out for an evening walk. That's awful to hear. Mm. Police are still investigating the motive behind the former UFC fighter, and hopefully they can, man. That's tragic. Also, your Week 7 upset picks are due. And last one for you, Miami Heat coach Eric Spoelstra has been appointed as the head coach of the U.S. men's basketball team, leading the team at the 2027 FIBA World Cup and the 2028 Summer Olympics in L.A. Spoelstra previously coached the national team to a gold medal at the 2024 Paris Olympics.
What does a coach actually do at that level of basketball?
Make sure they have Gatorade, protein bars, and
orange slices.
Yep. Bananas, maybe.
There you go.
Pretty much. Those are your daily wires.
That's it. When we come back, Cole, we are 5 games into the season for most teams. Some are 6 games in. Through the first half of the season, who do you like for college football's Paul Bear Bryant Coach of the Year Award? I'll give my way too early top 5. You agree, you disagree, and you throw in your own candidates at 844-326-3663. That's coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.